Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Weekdays are always better in the autumn, in the fall, especially at Audubon Indoor Speedway and events, because Mondays through Thursday, Audubon is offering one free race for every two that you buy. The tracks at Audubon Indoor Speedway, they are inspired by real road race courses, but they're way cooler because the Audubon tracks are indoors, and that means they're climate controlled.
That's right, baby. And their tracks are classic, as you know, as John just laid out, but they're fully electric Italian-made carts are ultra-modern. They're fun to drive and amazingly fast. I can vouch for that. I'm beating John Martin up plenty of times in them. They're capable of speeds up to 50 miles per hour, and I like to push it to the limit. Definitely not your dad's raggedy old carts of old, more like electric Lamborghinis. The fall goes by really fast. If you don't hurry up, you might miss it. I guarantee you a trip to Audubon's going to change the way you think about weekdays. Has for me, will for you as well. Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events, where it's always fast, it's always fun, it's always cool to do.
You like snow?
I do actually like a little snow, John.
Well, looks likely, according to Chelsea Chandler. It looks likely.
Stop it.
Tomorrow night into Thursday.
I saw that on my iPhone weather, and I said, no way. Not this early in Memphis are we going to get snow.
I thought it was snowing yesterday.
That'll shut us down, as you know, as a city.
Actually, it will not. We will continue doing radio shows. That's the issue
I have.
It will
shut down Memphis radio, but it will shut the city down.
It will shut down everything except Memphis radio.
Yeah, I no longer have snow flurries.
Yeah, I don't want any. I don't like snow. I get resentful. You know? I get resentful when there's a snow day. Because we used to have them all the time. Like, if it snowed, They used to let us off. You know, they said, don't worry about coming in.
You're like a little kid want to get out of school. You talking about work?
Yes.
You talking about work.
Bennett, am I wrong? Didn't they used to let us have, like, snow days off all the time?
Here?
Yes.
No.
They didn't?
Bro, this is what you signed up for, buddy.
Tell them about being a man, Bennett.
Yeah. Radio always, it's like the Postal Service.
It is.
Rain, sleet, snow, or because we have a public service to do.
Thank you, Bennett. Straighten this guy
out. That's one way to spin it.
This guy want to run out of here on the drive. Yeah, wedding? Oh, I'm going. Snow? Out of here.
We got to update the people.
Thank you, Bennett.
I feel like we're doing a service here.
The people don't need an update.
John does the service for the listeners. Remember, he tells Titans fans how to think. They need his
exactly.
He's serving. He's done. You get
but,
it.
But that's an enormous weight that I carry every single week.
What, driving around the corner?
No, telling Titans fans how to think, where to walk.
That this week's okay to think that your team might be good?
Hey.
It's a little ridiculous.
Listen. How about this? If it snows really, really bad and the roads are shut down and everything, you could just walk to work. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, but nobody needs to know that, though. You know, like you see what I'm saying? That's discrimination in a way. In a sense.
Hey, you moved there, buddy.
It's like, oh, we know where you live. We know you can get to work. That's discrimination. In a way.
Big old baby.
Anyway, be on the lookout. snow on the bluff. Snow on the bluff.
Chelsea Chandler area got something else going on. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but we'll get to it.
You're excited about
this. I actually am.
You are so.
I actually am. But Bennett, we got to get to the rundown. Why don't we do it?
No, don't point at the clock.
Go ahead and start it up, Bennett.
He is embarrassed by this.
The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Always your plan.
First story.
I'll start the rundown because I can see it in your eyes. I can see how badly you want to discuss it. But you're almost ashamed, but it's okay.
Next story.
No.
Thank you, Bennett.
Jason?
I don't know what this clown's doing today.
Jason?
Why are you hijacking it like this?
Admit you're excited about the murder mystery party.
I'm very excited about being invited to my first murder mystery party at Eric Hasseltine's house with the lovely Chelsea Chandler.
Now,
okay, I've said it.
Okay. Now you got your character assignments today, didn't you?
Now, yes. And Bennett, I must say I'm feeling a little bit, I don't know, what would be the right word here?
Triggered.
No, I'm not triggered. I'm happy.
Okay,
I just don't know how I'm going to pull it off.
Oh, it's easy. Tell the listeners who your murder mystery party character is.
Well, I won't tell you who Faith's is. She's very excited about it, but I don't want to give too much away. This sounds like it's going to be an exciting night, but I will tell you me. It's hard to say. I'm not coming as Mr. T. You know, I say fool a lot on the show.
Yeah.
But I am coming as Mr. D, who is the incensed leader of an underground troop of soldiers of fortune called the C Team, not the A Team.
Oh, okay.
So
Mr. D.
I'm coming as Mr. T. In this case, Mr. That's hard to say.
Mr. D.
Yeah.
Mr. D.
Yeah. I'm expected to have the gold on and all
that. Yeah.
I'm gonna be throwing the fools around that night, obviously.
Yep.
I think they probably cast, just going off the show and how many times I say fool, probably was cast in the right role, don't you think?
Going by physical appearance, I'm not. Well, in a way, but do you feel it, you know, like
it's a little bit of dress up, and I'm a little concerned about that, like looking like a fool. Because again, you're talking about the puniest Mr. T ever, and Mr. Yeah.
But you can't worry about that.
We're just gonna go all in, and I'm thankful to be invited. Actually, you guys apparently have done this before.
And we did it
this
last
our
year.
First invite. We're getting a little diversity at the dinner this year, and I really appreciate it.
Now, there's been a murder in Savannah.
Yeah, I mean,
is that how it goes?
That's basically.
Did y'all have any blacks last year?
I think you should.
Why did you say it like
all right,
that?
Jason, here's what I was supposed to say.
Listen. Any African-Americans at dinner last year?
Look, black people.
Like, I feel honored to be the first couple, African-American couple at this thing.
That clip that I just played, you need to watch this. Do your research.
Okay.
Watch the episode of The Office about they do a, it's called, I think it's called, what's the name of the episode?
Because I want to win.
The episode is just called Murder, and they do one of these murder parties in the office.
Thank you, Ben. A little homework for me.
Yes.
It'll help.
It'll help.
It's a fun time.
I want to win.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Really looking forward to it. I'm serious.
All I remember mostly, I was actually the murderer last year.
Oh. Okay.
And Chelsea was
the
victim.
So you can't find yourself. You can't win then, right? If you get picked as the murderer.
I don't know if you know, though. I don't think you, maybe you do. I can't remember.
You can discover you're the murderer and win?
I don't think anybody wins.
What's the point?
Just fun.
Then it's Halloween if nobody's winning.
Well,
it's the Halloween party.
I think you have to submit like your guess. But like everybody gets a guess. Everybody gets more than one.
Okay, whatever. We'll figure it out.
I'm
really excited about it, actually.
I think there I think there were a couple black people there.
Oh, so we won't be the first.
That
takes a little of the shine off of it.
Well, you can't always be the first, brother.
Yeah.
You can't always be the first.
Oh, well.
So
let's get to the real stories of the run.
That was a real story.
Excited about that, though.
I'm Alligator Dundee. I'm an alligator hunter.
You're Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, it's got to be very cold.
Sam is
an orphan. Sam is an orphan.
My wife is a knockoff of Mary Lou Retton, but she steals. She's a klepto.
Okay. I can't wait to see you guys role play.
Okay.
This is going to be fun.
Next story.
Thank you, Bennett. Big game tonight, as a matter of fact. A game that I would have felt more comfortable leading the rundown with this. We've talked about it a little bit. The University of Memphis will go down to Baton Rouge tonight, face number 22 LSU. This is Will Wade, the head coach down at LSU, in his second season with a team that many feel making a lot of noise this year. In college basketball, preseason poll in the SEC had LSU picked to finish sixth. And keep in mind, that's a very good SEC conference this year. We'll talk more about that with Dane Bradshaw when we get to him at 1 o'clock. He's on the game tonight, the SEC Network analyst, former White Station Spartan, former Tennessee Vol. We'll talk about it then. This is a good LSU team. I say all that to say that. At KenPom, we'll do a little tale of the tape. KenPom.com. The Bible for us folks that follow college basketball very closely. LSU is 44th. Memphis 110. Still quite low for Memphis. They've got a chance to, open up Ken Pomeroy's eyes tonight. We'll see. See if they're able to do that. We talked about this earlier. Big difference in expectations for the freshman class at each school.
Mm-hmm.
For LSU, you're talking about the fourth-rated class in the nation 2018. That group of freshmen that they have that we've mentioned has Naz Reid, has Emmett Williams. They start three freshmen. And like Memphis, they'll have some freshmen out there on the floor tonight. There's no question about it. Theirs, though, much more highly regarded. Memphis's 2018 class, I mentioned that earlier, 30th. Preseason conference pick, been through those. LSU picked 6th in a much tougher SEC, an SEC that I think most experts and pundits believe will have about 7, 8, 9 teams in the NCAA tournament this year. That's how good the SEC is expected to be. LSU right there in the thick of it. Memphis 4th in the AAC. We talked about that preseason prediction from coaches and sort of how we think Memphis can be right there in the top three with UCF, with Cincinnati, with Houston, right there in the top four, top three. And you've already seen UCF go down this year, the team that was picked to win the conference. So I told y'all it's going to be a down year for the AAC. That, remember we had Andy Katz on last week and he thought four teams, that's going to be a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 3. I'm thinking for the AAC. That's neither here nor there. Then here's the big one in terms of that table of tape, rebounding margin. Now, very small sample size, obviously, because we're right here at the start of the college basketball season. But John and I have told you, anybody else that's talked about this game has told you, you look at it on paper and you can see the difference in front lines. LSU has been plus 13.5 in rebounding margin over the first two games. They have clobbered their two opponents on the boards. Memphis, on the other hand, lost the rebounding battle against Tennessee Tech. And so that will be a thing you'll want to keep your eye on. I'm surprised, quite frankly, early on how optimistic Penny has been about Memphis's rebounding issues. And look, again, short sample, just very small sample size, just one regular season game in this instance to where you were beat on the boards. But you've heard Penny talk about this, and I've been around while he's talking about it. He chalks that up, at least this first outing to Tennessee Tech and getting out-rebounded by 7 there, to mainly playing small most of that way. And, hey, Tennessee Tech was playing bigger guys. We were trying to see some stuff. You know, we're going to be better at rebounding going, you know, against LSU and going forward. He doesn't seem – I don't get the feeling, at least publicly, he feels like it's an issue yet.
Right.
We've identified it as something we think will be an issue all year long. So it'll be interesting to see how Penny – whether he's right or whether we're right, whether it's just a blip and they'll be fine or not. If you don't get Lance Thomas this year eligible, I don't see how it's not going to be. Again, Mike Parks will help that, him being back for the first time this season tonight, but he's not a guy who's going to come in and get you, you know, 10, 12, 14 rebounds. It's just not what he does. So,
right.
Again.
He can help, but he won't alleviate and fix the situation by himself. You know?
You got it. Big test. Tail of the tape leans toward LSU. There's no question about it. All the experts have got LSU. Ken Pom, as we said earlier, predicts a 83-74 LSU win tonight. But what we will know is we'll learn a lot more about this team. Hard to figure stuff out when it's against Lemoyne, CBU, and Tennessee Tech. We should find out a lot more about this team in a very hostile environment tonight at 6 on SEC Network.
Next story.
You can be looking for an analysis of that game over at The Athletic as well. I'll have one up after the game based on what we see and what
looking
the outcome
forward
is.
To it, though.
Should be good. All right, this is a doozy. This next story. I mean, this is a...
I need to brace myself?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even... There are so many layers to this story that it's...
What you got?
It's insane. So earlier this morning on WatchStadium.com, Brett McMurphy posts a story. Of course, he's been the one all over Zach Smith and Urban Meyer.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is the headline. The search for the truth about Trevon Grimes' transfer from Ohio State to Florida. Okay? He's now at Florida. He was at Ohio State, this receiver, from St. Thomas Aquinas in Florida, that powerhouse, right?
It's Aquinas Aquinas.
Is it Aquinas? I think
maybe.
It's Aquinas.
We're going to find out.
Why would you think it's Aquinas?
Just thought I've heard it said and pronounced Aquinas. Aquinas?
Aquinas.
Okay.
Like Aki.
Move
like
on.
Here. Aki.
We're going to find out.
Aquinas. I'm going with Aquinas. You're going with Aquinas?
You first time you've pronounced that, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
Aquinas. Aquinas is what you said?
That's what I said.
Whatever. That's the high school. And that's where the kid is from. He was at Ohio State and he transfers to Florida. And apparently, according to the father of this young man, the transfer was because Zach Smith, the now disgraced assistant coach at Ohio State, former disgraced assistant coach at Ohio State, had an altercation with the young man and called him a B A-N.
Stop.
Yes. Called him a...
Can we not learn something terrible about Zach Smith every... Can we get a little break from it?
His
like, no, is this for real? Or is this somebody piling on?
No.
Oh, you said it's
the
Brett
kid's father. It's the kid's father. The
My kid, goodness,
The kid's
Zach
father
Smith.
Is on the record. By the way, his dad's name is LeBron. So that was something else. But LeBron Grimes told Brett McMurphy that his son told him that Zach Smith got up in his face and called him a B-A-N and said, I should have never recruited you. And then Trevon said something back to Zach about him messing around with college girls. Now, this is a very complicated story because Trevon Grimes transferred, right? He transferred from Ohio State to Florida after this happened. And his mother apparently has stage 4 ovarian cancer. And that's why he's actually eligible for Florida this year.
Oh, he got the waiver.
Yeah, he got okay. the hardship waiver.
Okay.
But Brett, in this story, paints, you know, he casts a little bit of doubt. He casts a little bit of doubt on whether that's true or not, whether she does have cancer or not. Listen, I'm just telling you, this is what this, you can, I told you this was a doozy. Now, Ohio State and all the officials at Ohio State have denied that Zach Smith ever used that slur.
And a lot of the players are coming out.
And players are now coming out.
They were there.
Players who were there.
It's just starting to feel like a little pile on. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Go ahead.
The mother, who reportedly has stage 4 ovarian cancer, has retained an attorney. And through that attorney, she basically says that Trevon and his dad have not talked in 2 years and that they don't have a relationship anymore and that he is the worst kind of manipulator. They got divorced. And
she's talking about his dad.
Yes.
Who's saying this stuff.
Who's basically Brett McMurphy's main source. However, call records show that LeBron and Trevon, father and son, did have at least 2 conversations this year before game day. Or on game day, I think.
Who to believe?
That is the question at the end of the story, as a matter of
fact. Hyman Murphy is just tied up in this Ohio State stuff. He can't get it. He can't get out of it, can he? He is knee deep.
The end of the story is, what is the truth? It depends on whom you ask. Now, LeBron Grimes has a history of run-ins with the law. He did time for cocaine and other things like that. Leah, Trevon's mother, was a nurse who was stealing from the elderly.
Oh, man, all this stuff got come out because of this. Yeah.
And had her nursing license revoked. But she's trying to paint LeBron Grimes as the bad guy. And then, you know, look, I don't know. Okay? I told you this was a doozy. I told you there were a lot of layers to this. Did I not warn you?
Mm-hmm. I don't know who to believe.
But you got Zach Smith, who on his own is a lunatic. We know that. We know he's all. And honestly, would it surprise you if it was true?
Benny, you said you got players coming out now.
Yeah, I'm seeing. I gotta find it now. Yeah, Paris Campbell, Austin Mack, Johnny Dixon, they're all coming out and saying that it didn't happen. That the altercation happened, but that he didn't say that.
Didn't call him, B-A-N.
They said, like one of them said, Johnny Dixon said, you think a group of African-American young men would sit there and let that happen?
See, that resonates with me.
I tend to agree.
The other, if this was going down, you'd have offended African-American players still Ohio State, that know this story is true, right, and would be backing it rather than saying, you think we would have just sat around and took that. And so to me, it's, I go to them. I would lean on that.
But there is such a...
Now, I know for them, they're in defense mode. Again, we're playing devil, not picking a side
there's
here.
There's such a
I know they're
herd mentality
in galvanized, and, yep. get all this stuff off of us mode right now. But again, John, you ain't going to lie about something like that if you're African-American. Because you know the weight that that rides with it, bro.
Right.
You can't play that card right and just be lying.
Right.
Because that's a whole nother violation. And we don't. You don't do that. You don't do that. And so
now Trevon Grimes,
I would lean toward the player. It's just the dad saying, I'm just trying to understand, make sure I got a full grasp of your story.
Yes.
It's just the dad saying that Zach called him the B-A-N right now.
That Trevon told him that Zach called him that. Now, Trevon did not comment
He has not commented on
this. He has not commented on this story. He declined comment on this story.
What those, you know, those particularly just being real, the black, the African-American players at Ohio State, what they say carries a lot of weight with me.
Is the dad lying?
I realize
is the mom lying?
Is Ohio State lying to keep trying to say,
now,
you know?
Now, Ohio State, before he left, went down on game week. And this is the part that was interesting to me. During game prep, they were playing a game against Nebraska, a road game, like a couple weeks or a week later. And Urban Meyer and a couple other Ohio State ops people went down to Florida to visit because the kid left. The kid left and went back home to Florida, and they went down and they visited, you know, the mom and the
during
and the
game week.
During game week, canceled his media responsibilities on Monday. Urban Meyer did. And went down to Florida that week. Now they're saying they went down to pay a visit to his ailing mother.
To check on mom.
Who? Yes.
Interesting.
Now LeBron Grimes is saying they went down there to basically tell Trevon, "We'll let you transfer anywhere you want,
as long as you don't talk.
As long as you don't say what happened."
The trip is strange. I mean, how many coaches?
How many coaching staffs
you know going to go visit the sick mother to see if that's real?
And they had an off week next week.
Right, during an on week.
And they had an off week the next week.
And he blew off all the media responsibilities that week, right?
Yep.
So that's high priority stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. That's interesting. You don't hear too many of those stories.
That reeks of trying to put out a fire.
It does. Getting down there like that and putting stuff off, it does.
I mean, it's a crazy story,
man.
You're
right about a lot of layers.
It's a crazy story, and it's up at watchstadium.com. All right, when we come back, Norton Hurd IV is here. We're going to talk to him about Damian Ball, the newest Memphis Tiger basketball target, and more when we come back. Jason and John on Eastern FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin, and I want to tell you about Tiger Promotions. Tiger Promotions is a local Memphis company that does everything. They do T-shirts, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products. You got a business, an event, a church, even a school, then you got to give my buddy Lee Rainey a call. Listen, there are hundreds of companies in town that do what Tiger Promotions does, but there's a reason why Penny Hardaway and Mike Norvell are loyal customers at Tiger Promotions, because they're a step above. Tiger Promotion prints for the University of Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies, and hundreds of other companies here in town. But what separates them at Tiger Promotions is their responsiveness and their service. You're not going to have to wait 3 days for a response to an email or to get artwork. Lee and Tiger Promotions are going to respond to you that day. They take your business seriously. So trust me when I tell you this. Go with somebody that's proven and has a history of working with companies and coaches and people that you know here in Memphis. Not a national website or somebody who prints or embroiders in their garage and who doesn't understand Memphis. So give my man Lee a call, 901-674-5337, or check him out at tigerpromotions.net. That's tigerpromotions.net.
You know you need a good team to make that game-winning shot, just like when you throw the ball up the court and your teammate dunks it for a score. If you're moving, you need a good team from tip-off to the final buzzer. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Marks Bensdorf Realtors, and I can send you to the showers happy. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, I have the ability to connect you with a real estate professional in another city, or help you get off the bench here and sell your home. Having a highly successful, award-winning strategic marketing program and being a member of a worldwide relocation network means I can put a complete package together for you. That's why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. So when you're thinking of selling or moving to Denver, Dallas, or Des Moines, call or email me at Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. And don't forget to ask about the Shell Bucks option.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Orion Federal Credit Union, redefining banking. We offer several checking options designed to fit your lifestyle. Visit OrionFCU.com to find out more.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Had to get our next guest in here. He's big time. He is big time because he's got a big time program. He is coach and program director of Team Thad. His name is Norden Hurd IV. I call him Coach. And he joins us now. Let me get that mic down to you, brother. It should be. You should be feeling awfully comfortable in here now, man. You are quite the repeat guest, brother.
I appreciate that.
Well, we enjoy.
I appreciate the mic.
We enjoy having you on because we always feel like it's an education. And, Bennett, I don't know if you've already got it. I see you in there taking pictures, so I don't want to work you too hard too soon, Blanket. But a couple of weeks ago, on October 19th, it was my birthday, as a matter of fact, we were talking about DJ Jeffries and where he was going to go, another former Team mm-hmm. Thad player, and that's all done. Now he's headed to Memphis, and you were all over that. You were telling us it was Memphis, Mississippi State at that point. But toward the end of the segment with you last time, we got it over and around to another one of your players right now. His name was Damian Ball. And obviously our listeners know now where Memphis is with Damian Ball, having just recently offered. But if you don't mind, I want to take us back to where we were 2-3 weeks ago when you were educating and schooling me and John on Damian Ball, we're about to talk about. Bennett?
Damian Ball.
Tell us about him.
Another 6'4 point guard.
What year? He's 2000.
He's 19.
19.
He's just now. Visited Georgetown, just visited TCU.
Oh, wow.
Has offers from.
6'4 point guard.
Yeah, 6'4 point guard. You know, Team Thad story, didn't have a lot of offers, but, you know, we have done very well with our point guards, as you can see. And
yes.
So he got high made. I think he's still a few weeks away, a couple visits away, but he has a lot of high made. Actually, people might not know because he's over there at Tennessee Prep. But if you're just talking about the pure city of Memphis right now, maybe surrounding areas, but I don't want to think that hard right now. But outside of Wiseman and DJ, he's probably the best prospect in town right now.
You hear that?
Really?
Yeah.
Ball.
And people can look him up on YouTube. Damian Ball.
So Memphis is set at point guard. But if they were not, that would be somebody you would expect them to be on. You're saying
Like three schools in their conference and offered, Florida offered, Texas. Yeah. I mean, everybody at one point. Now, some of them have picked up point guards like Florida, Miami, Texas. So he's off the board with them next. You know, it's one of them things whoever offered first. But
sure.
He has, you know, big time offers and stuff like that. And I think he's, like I said, unless I'm missing somebody, he's probably the third best prospect in the city, but 2019 for sure.
And there you go. And now here we are 3 weeks later. Some things have happened, obviously, for Memphis in terms of recruiting. But as of this weekend, we saw the picture of Penny Hardaway, Tony Madlock, and Penny sitting on both sides of you watching Damian Ball. Things have changed. They have now prioritized Damian. Are they now kind of in the mix? I know there at one point Damian Ball had a top 10, but things have changed. Have they not?
Yeah. Things have changed with, him totally need to feel a program and find what's best for him. Some of those teams have took point guards,
mm-hmm.
he have had interest in other schools. So, yeah, yeah, that top 10, I see a lot of people talking about it on Twitter. He right now don't have a new top 10.
Gotcha.
He, you know, soon he will probably have a new top 5 or something like that. But, yeah, things have changed, and Memphis was the latest to offer. A few weeks ago, Georgia taking Wake Forest offered.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said a few weeks ago, I like this game. I love it. It don't have nothing to do with playing for me. I'm just, you know, I come on here humble all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have some of the best eyes in the world with evaluate. I don't care if you're an NBA GM, a college coach. I didn't have a lot of college coaches before call me some Hall of Famers. Hear what you think about this kid. You saw that 3 weeks ago, 2 years ago, when he was really a 0-0 star, I was telling people about Damian Ball.
Right.
I brought him in the gym when nobody else wanted him. You get what
I mean?
Well,
your program has made a habit of doing that.
Yeah, yeah, that's what people say.
That's what y'all specialize in, really.
we
turning guys into.
Yeah, yeah, we take underappreciated talent, mm-hmm. undervalued. It's almost like finding a good person in the world without all the glitz and glamour. You got to work hard and get in there and find their special talent. And take it from there. And even just, you know, 6 months ago, March, Damian Ball didn't have a high major offer, didn't have a D1 offer. This time last year, anybody could have got Damian Ball and we was fighting for him. Damian Ball, because he was a year younger, came back to school.
Okay.
Could have been, I'm just telling you, this correct, came back to school. Like, so a lot of schools who offer him now, they could have barely got the word offer out their mouth and got him 6 months ago or last year and this and that. So, most of the time, like I say, I'm not wrong when I see a talent.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few college coaches that if I call and tell them about a kid, they don't even have to see him just because of how right I have been. And I don't like to make it about me or anything like that because I am very, very happy for the work he has put in. And it's all about, you know, Damian Ball, his recruiting process, his family. And I'm just enjoying it like we have enjoyed all our kids and him becoming something in this world. But I'm glad people are able to see what I saw.
What is he? At the college level, Coach, because and answer that question for me that I sort of had for you then. We weren't thinking Memphis was going to be on Damian because you figure they're set at point guard. Is he a point guard? Is he a combo? Is he a scoring point guard? Like, how do you see him at the college level?
Damian Ball is a point guard. Now, the thing is with him being a 6'4 point guard, on defense, first of all, he's probably arguably one of the best defenders in the country.
Mm.
So with that being said, he can switch on everything and he can hold 3-4 positions.
Oh.
But on offense, I would prefer the ball in his hand because he's a Chio's, a Jalen Fisher type, an athletic Rondo type that he makes. He flirts with a triple-double every game. So he makes people better. So I would prefer the ball in his hand because
playmaker.
Yeah, because he shoots good and he makes open shots, but he's not a big time shooter. If you had to critique, not a big time 3-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to critique some in his game, so I would like and prefer and think he's more successful with the ball in his hand. You know, he's gonna do what's best for him. But most of the schools that he took more serious were the schools talking about him as a point and not as much as a combo.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was a combo that he got to, you know, have it in his hands. Where Memphis could say something to that is, and they have a valid point. Like, we're the only one in the country right now who started 3-point guards. So
Tyler, Alo, and Jeremiah.
Yeah, so they do have a valid point on that makes us probably not as afraid of the situation. Without, you know, before we saw that happen, you know, because people was thinking before the season, how would Alo and Tyler even?
Right. Now that's all we were talking about.
Now you got him, Tyler, and Jeremiah. He started all three of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working.
From what it
looks like.
As of now, it's working. I know it's early in the year. I mean, I have liked it so far. But so now you take a Damian Ball, which is a point guard that's bigger than any one of them they starting right now.
Yep.
And then y'all have to look him up for the people who listening. When I say triple-double this weekend, he don't even try to score, but just in the Florida game, 24, 10, and 8, like, he rebound on a high level.
Was that in the game that you, Penny, and Tony were watching together?
Yeah, he had close to a triple-double that game. And then the next thing, he had 20 and 8 because for some reason, Penny so loved here. Once he came Saturday, everybody came Sunday in the city.
Mm-hmm.
More people came and see him here, 20 and 8. So he rebound on such a high level. And start a fast break or whatever like that. So, I mean, I like him. And like I said a few weeks ago, I really think that he could be an access to whoever he joins. And I think he could almost play arguably in the school in the country.
Go ahead, John.
I mean, like, you know, everybody has sort of, you know, looked at the situation, right? And Memphis needs a guard in the class of 2019. Where does Memphis fit into this? And it doesn't sound like he's close in a decision, obviously. Mm-hmm. So where does Memphis fit in to his recruitment?
Well, you know, it's the beginning.
Just starting.
Right? Like Memphis, you know, just offered maybe 24, 48 hours ago. They're on the road right now. You know what I mean? So it haven't even gotten to – it's hard for me to say it haven't even went anywhere yet. I know they're very, very interested. I know they were mind-blowed at the game, like how hard this kid play. Like, I know how you two guys are. If you look them up, man, this kid picks up people full court.
Mm-hmm.
Claps in your – I'm talking about just gritty.
Mm-hmm. Everybody been telling me he got that dog in him.
He has the dog. I mean
– Now, he's not from Memphis. Right?
No, he's not from Memphis. He lives in Memphis now, and okay. Memphis was a big part of his development process, so it needed to be done.
Got you.
But he's from 3 hours up the road, Nashville.
Got you.
It's just kind of funny because, you know, you mentioned how quickly, you know, Memphis got involved. It's only been 24 to 48 hours. Like, if you go to the Crystal Ball over 247,
yeah.
It's now 75% Memphis, despite the fact that they've been recruiting him for 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's interesting. I don't know how the crystal ball.
You don't
works.
Mess with that crystal ball stuff, do you?
Oh, I know.
Or do you
some
pay any attention? You no, know,
I don't
you
really
know the people
a...
making the picks.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really pay attention to the crystal balls as much. I might look here and there, but no, not me. But I think it's a great thing, and people should look at it. And I like the people who came up.
Jerry
with
Meyer.
Yeah, I like Meyer.
He predicted Memphis. Just so you know.
Okay.
Jerry.
When
Meyer.
Did he do that? Yesterday.
Yeah.
One day. Well, I mean, people are very.
They got the buzz, heard. They think they can get it. They think the power of Penny can pull them in.
Yeah. I mean, he has done a great job so far. So, you know.
Let me ask you something on the real, real.
Okay.
On the real, real.
You know how to. You've been involved with so many of these recruitments, high level D1 schools coming after high level guys. You know how hard it is for a school to come in this late
mm-hmm.
and get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Plus, in this case, the school that's coming in late and getting involved already has point guards,
mm-hmm.
which is how you just laid it out for us. You see him. You see him naturally as more point guard than combo. So how tough a job will this be for Memphis with that? You're coming in late. Mm-hmm. You got point guards.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they must feel like this can't be a waste of time or else they wouldn't have offered the kids. So they're going hard.
Yep. Yeah.
Is this... How big of a mountain is this for them? Is it a mountain at all? You tell me. I mean they got to do some convincing of you.
Is it like Kilimanjaro? Is it Everest? Give us a spectrum of mountains.
Is
mountain
it a little anthill?
Yeah, I hate y'all did that to me. I know about sports. I really don't know how big mountains are, so y'all mess me
oh,
up.
Brother,
I really don't know the name of the mountains and lakes and rivers.
Well,
those are big ones.
Everest and Kilimanjaro are the big ones.
Oh, them the big ones. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I learned something new when
the
I come
Smokies.
On this
you got the Smoky Mountains.
Okay. I
Smoky
got
more like a, you know, intermediate.
Okay.
I can tell you're about to pick one. You're about to pick a mountain.
Yeah.
You got Mount Moriah. You know, smaller.
What you think? I mean, they got some work to do, clearly, then, right? Because
I say everyone who involved has work to do.
I got you.
I think what helps them is, you know, as of right now, it's a really, really, really good chance that he will sign, not sign in his signing period. So with that being said, I feel like it's like, you know, once a basketball game going to overtime,
mm-hmm.
you know, now it's a new season or it's the playoffs.
I got you.
So
it's 0-0, baby.
Anybody's game.
So, I would say if he don't sign with one of the schools that been on him within the next week, then that do allow people to get in. Because Memphis is not the only one. A lot of big-time schools have called.
Right.
And
here
so it's going to be really crazy if he don't sign in this next period. I mean, if he don't sign this week, it's a lot of things that's opening. And I feel like... If he don't sign, I think everyone has a first shot. It's about, you know, how hard you recruit them. I would say this for guys who don't know him. I know people in Memphis don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been around him a lot, and it would take you to go to a few games. If you go to one guy, you might say he is a combo. But if you actually know him, which them the type of coaches that I love, but he got to pick is ones who really know him and know his game because he's not a big-time shooter. He's not this. But if you love and appreciate his game, it's big time, and you could get, you know, the maxima out this kid.
Yeah.
You know, so I just feel if it waits out the signing period and recruit him the right way for anybody out there. Now, Memphis, like, I don't want to feel like, oh, we didn't get this kid. And it's not Memphis, it's everybody who called us.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get this kid or oh, here go Damian Ball. We're a big school. It's an honor. He's blessed. He's honored. You know, he done worked hard. He's honored. If Christian Brothers, Lamorne, or anybody offer him, he's honored. But at the same time, he's not so overwhelmed that he's going to pick a situation that the coaching staff is not fully engaged in him.
I got you.
Talking about recruiting him. Like, you know, recruit him like he's one of your top options. He's the number one player in the country. Because if that's what you need, recruit him like that and have a good role for him to develop in. And I think whoever does that have a good chance.
Now you mentioned, signing early. I mean, is that still being considered?
Yeah, I would say slightly. And if he do that, it'd be one of the schools that I already been on him.
Right.
Yeah, the one of the schools that been on him for months and months and really got to know him, his family, and really understand his game.
But and it's happened before, right? Like guys like Damian Ball can see their recruitments absolutely explode, you know, because, you know, schools like Kansas and Kentucky and Duke and Carolina, like, they might have top 10 targets that they miss on. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Damian Ball, like, shoots up the list. So it's almost better, in some cases, to wait. And you've seen kids benefit from that before.
Yeah, I've seen kids do both. And this year is a kind of tricky, I'm going to tell you why. Because after Cole Anthony, Damian Ball is the highest-rated point guard available. So that means a lot of schools also has point guards right now.
Right.
A lot of top 100 point guards have committed at this point.
Right.
Like I said, Boogie was a combo opponent. But, yeah, so with that being said, it depending on the situation, it is good that if he was to wait and stuff. But at the same time, a lot of schools that were recruiting even him, a point guard has committed already.
You mentioned that.
You mentioned the Kansas. Is
right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But Gerald Vick, you know.
Arkansas. You mentioned, you know, so
said Florida did something too.
Trey Mann.
Yeah, they got
Duke,
their man.
Duke got Boogie Ellis.
Right.
North Carolina go wait because their Cole Anthony is their target, and I think he's waiting to the spring too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a situation where you just got to see all the teams and numbers and everything come together.
Who are the others? Can you tell us the other schools right now Memphis is up against that are still the ones that have been in it the long time, like you said, the few months, the ones that are still on him hard and have him as a priority?
Still on him hard. Like I say, the Texas, the Miami's, the Floridas, they took a point guard.
Right.
So right now, I would say just off today, TCU.
Mm-hmm.
Georgetown,
mm-hmm.
Wake Forest,
Wake,
Georgia Tech,
Josh,
Vandy and Ole Miss and Western Kentucky has been, you know, recruiting them, you know, pretty strongly.
What about LSU? Yes or no?
LSU is a situation where they took James Bishop.
Okay.
Yeah. So gotcha. So everything has been a little tricky just off position wise. Yeah. LSU took. They was really involved, and James Bishop committed about a month ago. The kid from Baltimore.
We're talking to Norton Hurd, the 14th ad coach and program director, coach of Damian Ball, new University of Memphis priority. We're speaking about guys that waited until the spring and blew up. Well, one guy that did that under you was LeGerald Vick, former Douglas High standout, longtime Team Thad standout. Last night, brother, LeGerald Vick hit every three you put up. He went 8-8, set a conference record. How about your guy? Timing couldn't have been more right. Set a career high, 32 last night for LeGerald Vick at Kansas.
It was awesome. Just sitting there, man, I was just so proud of him.
You were watching. Good.
Yeah, I was just so proud of what he did. And he has it in him. You know what I said?
Because he had a slow start the first game, right? Like, he didn't score a ton. Yeah. He was starting, but he didn't score a ton.
Like two or four. And it's just back to one of them things where I've been talking about LeGerald Vick every time I came in here that you actually
saw. We mentioned, yeah.
And now, you know, some people are going to really, really be on him, but he been capable of that. He just had to show the world who he was. I mean, LeGerald Vick used to play for us in that Douglas High School cross half court shooting threes. He gets to college and one of the reports says we don't know about his shot. Well,
guess
we ain't got to talk about that anymore. We can just look in the record books, you know. So I think he'll have a great year.
Yep.
I think he'll do some big things, and I think he gonna put himself in a position to play at the highest level before it's over with. Because that was the only question people kept having. They knew he was athletic. They knew he had dog. Was his shot? And I mean, now he done broke the record. So I mean, he done proved that. And then in a school like Kansas, in a conference like the Big 12, they have a record. Now, this ain't no look stuff. This is a big deal. And he hit everything. When towards the end of it, you could hear the commentator say, please don't take another shot. Stay perfect.
Perfect so you go right, but I didn't break the
record. It's like he heard him, but great job. Just proud of him. Love him, man. I'm just looking for more from him and other kids from Memphis to do them type of things. So that's what it's about.
You must use him. His story is y'all's story. I mean, the story you've just told. Like, LeGerald was in a town where the local school, University of Memphis, thought they were already set. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Didn't think they needed him. At one point, he's committed to SMU. Mm-hmm. He waits until the spring. He's got Kentucky and Kansas on him. He turns it, and not just Kentucky and Kansas on him, but as you saw last night, he goes somewhere and plays in Kansas and fits right in. It's not a deal where you put him in a school he can't handle. You must use that example all the time, because that's what we're saying about Ball. That's what we're...
Yeah, I have 11 examples like that, and I just threw a number out there. We have so many examples like that. I mean, Ball, like, people really love Chioza. Now, Chioza hadn't even started for another AAU team before he came to me. His daddy, go look this up, they had went and visit Richmond at one point, and that was his biggest... And that was even all the way up to his last summer. Like, wow. He had the lowest of the low schools. I mean, Jordan Bond is at Tennessee.
Memphis Terrence took a Davis pass is at until Ole Florida Miss. Offered.
Nick Marshall, who was it? You know, I know that didn't go, but top 50. I mean, it go on and on and on with the kids that encounter. I mean, we've been blessed. And then they get to college. You know, it's a little sense of, oh, here it blows them up, overhype it.
You couldn't do that over and over, because then the coaches that you've been sending them to would say, well, I'm done messing with Herd, because exactly. He's sending me these players unprepared.
Exactly.
These players are going, they're performing, they're becoming the all-time assist leaders, they're scoring 32 and hitting eight threes as seniors.
They're freshmen and sophomore Real years. Talk. They're a big part of the team. Like, most of all our kids are doing great things. Like, I'm happy around this time of year. Every night I cut on ESPN, it's a team that had kids. And it's just happening over and like Ball. Everybody's really exciting, but I done been through this story a lot. I done seen this movie a lot. It's I'm excited. He going to do some big things. Whoever get him is really getting a really good ball player. And for the people in Memphis, I think he played here again in December in the 3 weeks at Briarcrest. And they should go check him out. Like, if you love, like, a pure point guard, that's what I love. The only point guard I've ever had that was big-time score was Tyler Harris. And, oh, my God, that was really great, too. So, but all the rest of my point guards, Chioza, Jalen, they've been pure point guards, and that's not as appreciated in today's game with everybody being so much of a scorer, but that's what he is. He's a pure point guard. He makes everybody on his team better. He's going to raise whoever on your team scoring level. He's going to keep the tempo. He's like another coach on the court, and he's 6'4 and athletic doing it, and he's mean.
I saw him going for a dunk. He's super athletic. So a coach told me this morning, and you could speak to this one, that he's sort of like Jeremiah Martin when Jeremiah was coming out of Mitchell. But it seems to me like you would disagree with that, because Jeremiah wasn't more pure point guard coming out of high school. That's something. That's a position they kind of made. So do you see that compared? Is it like Jeremiah? Is he a little bit further along, more athletic? Is he? How did the two? Jeremiah a better scorer coming out of high school? Yeah. Like, how did the two compare?
I coached them both.
Right, you had them both.
I coached them both, and man, Jeremiah have made himself out of a heck of a player.
Yes, he has.
That story right there is amazing too. For a kid who some think shouldn't even been in Memphis at first, and oh my God, averaged what, close to 20 last year or something like that. I mean, that's amazing. But I would say
they're different. Huh? I can tell by your face.
I would say they're different. Jeremiah, I can see the comparison because they're both tough and got dog, and they both got that will to succeed. And man, we're not gonna let that. We gonna show you who the big dog. But I think they're a little different. They both are point guards. I think Ball is more athletic. And Jeremiah can probably score a little better right now. But, yeah, I think they're different. But I can see if someone say that, I get it because of the toughness.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. LSU, Memphis tonight. Memphis is a 10.5-point dog. You got to pick. Who you like tonight?
Man.
You can be honest. Ain't nobody, you know.
No.
None of us expect Memphis to go in and win.
It's a big test, man.
Yeah.
You know how loaded that freshman class is for LSU.
They are. They're good. We played against a lot of them. Man, it's one of them things. It's college basketball.
It's a free shot, so right? From Memphis.
So her picks LSU. Okay, we got it. Come on now.
Isn't it a free shot, though, for Memphis? Like, you know what I mean? In the sense that you don't seem to think so.
I'm going to say this, and I don't want to make this about Team Thad, but I can only go by the players that played for me.
Yes.
I always felt like I had a shot when I walked on the court with Tyler Harris. I have beat some big-time teams. If he have a game where he hit 5, 6, 7 threes with them, I don't know what could happen.
I agree. If to me, this is a Tyler Harris game. Mm-hmm. If he can get off, I think Memphis wins the game. Mm-hmm. You know, if he can have like 22, 24 points, I think Memphis wins the game. If not, I think it's going to be tough.
Were you surprised to see him go scoreless in that first game? I can't imagine there were too many times where you saw him go scoreless in any game. I imagine it was zero times.
Yeah, I kind of don't know what you're talking about. I don't even want to think about that. Yeah, he went scoreless. I don't remember that.
Yeah, he went scoreless.
Next question.
I heard that. No, I mean, everything's going to be fine.
No, we all imagine.
You can't even talk about one scoreless game.
I heard that like Tyler Harris playing for him. They trying to keep him in the fold, baby.
He's going to be fine, isn't he?
He should be fine.
Yeah. Tyler Harris would be great. Now, he got something you can teach. And like I say, I was flipping back and forth. I didn't know if you watched it or not. Yeah, I did watch. I was flipping back and forth because Kansas and Michigan State duking.
That was the same night. Yep.
And the Memphis game, so I didn't see it all.
And they were playing Tennessee Tech.
No, I was flipping.
Compared to the other one, there was no comparison.
I mean, you gotta watch Zion Weaves. I ain't gonna lie. You gotta watch him. So I didn't see it all and everything that happened. But I just know Tyler Harris show up for big games.
Well, it's a big one tonight, yeah. And so it'd be a nice time.
That sounds like a prophet.
Almost.
No, he's showing for big games. I tell you, Tyler Harris showing for big games.
Well, it's a big one tonight. Memphis taking on number 22 ranked LSU. Coach, we appreciate you coming in and giving us the breakdown as always.
You got anything going on we need to know about before we let you get out of here? You always got something. I just want to make sure we ain't missing nothing.
He climbing a mountain.
Just make sure we ain't missing anything.
He going mountain climbing?
No, everything been good. It's just the same. And you know, last time I came here, I told y'all we expanded to the elementary and middle school. So we're still doing that youth ball thing. Just started that up for the winter. So, you know, second through eighth grade for, you know, people who are interested in that, we're helping them out. But besides that, we just supporting our college kids and supporting our kids through their recruitment. We have a few kids to sign this week. We got two kids signing with Xavier, kids signing with Georgia, a kid signing with Bradley, and the rest of the kids kind of open though. But Ball probably the biggest kid that's open, and then we have a kid at Southwind, a big kid that Cameron Jones, maybe more of a mid-major player, but have high upside. Also.
Got them all over the place. And Ball, you think as Lisa right now, we think might wait until the spring. Could unless one of these schools that's been on him for the longest.
I think it's a better. And when he say wait to spring, the way the rules go, if you don't sign now,
you can't sign in
April. But that don't mean
he can commit. Next month.
Yeah, he can commit next
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
He can commit the day after.
Exactly. The signing period is over.
My prediction, I don't see him, even if he signed in April, he'll be committed way before that.
All right, let me ask you this before we get you out of here. I know it's not one of your kids. He didn't play for you, but it's the top prospect in the city, and that's James Wiseman. Any buzz you're hearing about James?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. They doing a good thing with that. And that's like a roller coaster. And when I say that, I'm just talking from the outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like, when the Florida State switch happened last time, I'm like, oh, that's a great thing for the city.
Yeah, you came on and said it. You even thought it was good news. You said that.
And then, now, I just really don't know. I don't know if the people knew him. It might have even been Evan that said on Twitter, like, nothing has come.
No announcement or anything like that. Yeah.
Coming soon. So I was more excited about if he was to go in the fall. That was an advantage for Memphis.
Right.
So
well, he can do the same thing as Ball, though. Like, I don't think – this is my – based on what I've heard, I've heard they have no interest in signing anything early. Yeah, like they have.
Okay.
So it's not like this week doesn't matter. Like this early signing period doesn't matter. But that he could still, like we talked about, still commit in December, you know, just not sign until April.
Hey, because he's yours, too.
I think that's where it's trending.
Because he's yours, too, I had somebody ask me to ask you, have you seen a difference physically in Matthew Morrell this offseason? I guess he's been hitting the weights and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And one of your players and plays at Whitehaven.
Mm-hmm.
You seeing some growth with him this offseason?
Oh, yeah.
Now we're getting back into the season for him.
He been in the right room.
Doesn't stop.
He keep his body tip-top shape.
Something like dunked from the free throw line the other day. Like, he ain't like it was a foot inside the free throw line.
He's pretty athletic.
At like 6'3", 6'4"?
Really athletic, can shoot the ball. I really like him as a prospect.
And Memphis loves him. From everything we've heard.
What I heard, too.
Yep. There you go. Coach, we appreciate
you educating us, brother. Thanks, keep us up. Maybe one day we can get a Ball in here.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, that's very possible. We make some things happen.
Don't put
that man on the spot.
No, you know, man,
he'll
I'm
bring
hoping
Ball
so.
In when he's ready.
If anybody can do it, I know it's this man here.
You know, Team Thad preach academics, and y'all on Monday through Friday.
See?
So if I could get him maybe on the phone or if they have a day out of school.
Dude, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, because we really high on academics team Thad, and we really need them doing their studies or whatever.
There you go.
All your kids qualify.
Yes.
There you go. Let's keep that record intact.
Man, thank you, Hurd. Appreciate you, Coach.
He is Norton Hurd, the fourth program director of Team Thad. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Dane Bradshaw is going to join us at 1 o'clock. We will talk to him about Tennessee, LSU, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
And for my final feat of magic, I will now give myself more chances to win with Keno to go. On the count of three. One, two, three.
That's not magic. All you did was add Bullseye. Look, I just got more chances to win too, and I don't even believe in magic.
It's not magic. It's Keno to go with Bullseye, the easy way to get more chances to win. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little Did I Just Win $50 fun.
Woo! Yeah!
Or when you'd like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Mm, wow, good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Oh, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Hey, this is John Martin. You guys know sports is what I do. So if sports is what you do, too, I got the perfect spot for you to go to, and that's the Blue Monkey. It's a great place to catch whatever game happens to be on TV, and it's also a great spot for comfort food, like the hot wing rolls. It's a delicacy. They will not disappoint. Also, it's a fantastic burger spot. In addition to burgers, you got to try the Beef Eater. It's a thinly sliced, slow-roasted prime beef with melted Swiss on a Parmesan-crusted sourdough bun with tiger sauce. And the Prime Philly is from the same slow-roast prime rib Philly style with peppers, onions, and Swiss on a hoagie served with au jus. If you want something a little lighter, the Grilled Chicken Club is amazing. It's fully dressed with bacon, cheddar, and jack cheeses, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard served on a sesame seed bun or croissant. Tons of options. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Papa Top's West Coast Turnaround Saturday. Free World.
With the holidays coming, I needed cash and I needed it fast. Thank goodness for the Advanced Financial Holiday Flex Loan from AF247.com. It's a flexible line of credit that's quick and easy. I only pay for the amount I need and I only pay for the time I need it. The best part is I got the money I needed the same day.
I love my Holiday Flex Loan from Advanced Financial. It was perfect for me. This year, I needed flexibility. I didn't want to pick between paying bills and visiting family. AF247.com was super easy, and the money was deposited right into my bank account. Now all my bills are paid, and I can enjoy the holidays.
The Advanced Financial Holiday Flex Loan from AF247.com starts with a simple, no-nonsense application from your phone or tablet. Open your line of credit and have your money within the hour. Visit us online at AF247.com or come to one of our 24/7 locations. Advanced Financial. Flexibility is good.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Celebrate, dine, and enjoy a night out with friends at Fleming's in Memphis. Experience locally inspired dishes curated by Chef Craig himself, including beef tenderloin tacos, grilled lollipop lamb chops, or for dessert, a deep-fried banana waffle sundae. In the mood for cocktails and bar bites? Check out our innovative new bar la carte menu or Prime Happy Hour every day from 5 to 7. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com to make your reservation today.
Ah, the holidays. There's food, family, and fun, and a list of oops I forgot to's and still need to's. The pros at Pep Boys know you rely on your tires to get you where you're going, even in stormy weather. So stop in today, and we'll get you winter ready. Now through November 21st, save up to $80 at Pep Boys when our pros install four Goodyear Assurance 60,000-mile comfort tread tires. And don't forget, at Pep Boys, you always get free lifetime rotation, alignment check, and air pressure check and fill. Joy to the drive. Only at Pep Boys. After mail-in rebate, free services for rewards members. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Single game tickets to watch your Memphis Tigers men's basketball team are on sale now. But don't forget to check out the new Pick 6 mini plan, which includes a game against the University of Tennessee on December 15th, plus any other five home games all season long. Your Tigers will have unique promotions and giveaways, but you have to show up to find out. So go ahead and choose the Pick 6 mini plan by calling 901-678-2331 or visit GoTigersGo.com. Memphis basketball, back to business.
Seeking a new job?
Find it at the Cook's Pest Control Career Fair today.
Our growing company needs to fill 30 local positions,
including technicians and salespeople.
Starting pay $14.42 an hour with bonus potential.
Paid time off, health care, uniforms, and vehicles provided.
We want to hire 30 applicants today
at the Cook's Pest Control Career Fair.
3 to 8 p.m. today at the Holiday Inn on Marathon Way in South Haven.
Enjoy your favorite tacos with a twist with today's Perks deal. $15 towards fun, fast, and fresh street tacos at Tennessee Taco Company for only $10. Take your pick of 30 different mouth-watering tacos, including seafood, beef, pork, chicken, and veggie tacos. Starters such as decadent potted tots or crawfish mac and cheese, beignets and churros, and yummy cocktails. Check out their daily specials and happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tennessee Taco Company also offers catering for any sized event. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Spending the summer seeing all 50 states.
Ready, jump!
From 13,000 feet in the air. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercut stylists pay attention to every detail, so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready.